Johnson, VP Biden has not been honest, he had to know about Hunter's business in China. By Pam Key on December 13, 2020. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, said on Sunday on Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures that Joe Biden had not been honest with the American public about his level of knowledge of his son Hunter's business dealing in China. Bartiromo said, "Let me show a list of some of the deals that we've talked about in the past, and these deals include deals with China, and of course, we've been talking all about how the Chinese Communist Party tries to bribe and blackmail people in the U.S. so that they can approve laws that are positive to China. Are you expecting a potential incoming administration that changes policy against China because of all of these deals that we hear about? We just saw the $1 billion that Hunter had taken from the Bank of China to try to come up with a hedge fund to invest in a Chinese company, Senator?" Johnson said, "It's a huge concern. Let's face it. Vice President Biden has not been honest with the American public. He had to know about Hunter Biden's business financial foreign entanglements, and particularly China. He shook hands with Jonathan Lee, one of his business partners. Now we found out that Hunter Biden wrote an email to his landlord asking for keys for Joe Biden. James Biden, Gongwindong, the signage was supposed to reflect Hudson West, which was the SFC, USA subsidiary. Now SFC, that is a Chinese company that was taken over by the state in 2018. Its chairman just disappeared, Yi Jianmin. This is an individual that had ties to the Communist Party of China as well as the People's Liberation Army. These are the people. This is the business that the Bidens were fully in bed with. Again, setting up an office to have the emissary Gongwindong get a key to that same office." He added, "So we are fighting it more and more of how involved not only Hunter Biden was, but also James as well as Joe Biden, and he has not been truthful with the American public. And it's about time that the press starts asking questions. As I said before in this election, this is not going away. This is a big mess. It's going to be a bigger mess if it becomes a Biden presidency, and that looks like the way we're headed." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.